Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Time events have happened. First home run I hit in Little League, I crushed a no-doubter. It was an incredible feeling. From the 75, I won five.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
$5,000 off $100 in free bets when sports gaming was legalized in Kansas. Mahomes MVP and Chiefs Super Bowl parlay.
Nice.
$50 free bet, first day of being legal in Kansas. Hit Aaron Judge, plate appearance, homer, plus 1,000. Somebody says, catching your first fish.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Until you realize how you got to get it off the hook.
Yeah, that's true.
But the
true.
Spikes are getting my hands. That's a bluegill. You have to pet it back, pull the hook out, and then release. Or they'll fin you. I don't know if that's the terminology. They'll fin you.
I like it.
Yeah. A lot of people, when betting went live in Kansas in 2021, I put $50 free bet on Mahomes to win MVP, paid $400. I then put that on a Super Bowl parlay of any time to touchdowns for Hurts, A.J. Brown, and Kelsey had paid $4,000.
Woo! Nice.
You ain't never going to forget that. Had a 16-leg all-under NBA parlay prop bet for 75 cents that won $8,800.
Damn.
All right.
You guys need to let me know these slips.
Yeah, come on, man. Come on, man. All right, let's get into the Richard of the Week.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
All right, Mac, lead the way. Who's Richard of the Week?
Well, turn the mic on usually the
that
way to
works,
go. Richard
yeah.
of the Week for me. I'm going to have to go with PFF.
What did Bob call me today?
Well, semi-pro.
Semi-pro in focus.
Oh, that's a great Bobism. Yeah, semi-pro in focus, dude. Ranking their top corners, Bob and I got in a little scuffle about this off the air in the bullpen. Sauce Gardner number one on their top 10 corners lists. Why? All year, Dusty, what did we talk about? We talked about Derek Stingley. We talked about Patrick Surtain, and we talked a little bit about McDuffie. We talked a lot about those guys, though, right? I mean, Derek Stingley was in the DPOY conversation, and then when we did bring up Sauce Gardner, it was, what the hell's going on? What is this guy? Why is he just the number one corner? Because he's has a cool name, and because he's got long arms, and because he talks trash, and wears a cool chain? No, that doesn't keep you at the number one status. Just because you are on a bad franchise, part of a bad team, doesn't mean that you get to go into number one. Darrell Revis was on the Jets when he was having Revis Island. Those Jets teams weren't great. Did we ever say, nah, well, I mean, it's the Jets, man. You can't expect him to do that well. When Patrick Mahomes was thrown to Kadarius Toney, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Justin Watson, and Mecole Hardman, and, you know, you name it, it wasn't, you know, he doesn't have the guy, so he can't be that guy. I mean, he's still number one, though, even if he doesn't have the stats. No, you expected him to have those moments, to have those stats, and to get those wins, no matter who he was throwing to, because he is the best. Sauce Gardner's not the best corner. Not the second best corner either.
Pro Football Focus. You are Max Richard of the Week. Semi-pro football out of focus. Out Bob of focus. Just texted in the show.
Yeah. 816, because he's in a big market. Yeah, I don't agree. All right, I agree. That is probably why.
I think Surtain's number one, McDuffie's two.
I agree. Completely fair. And I think Derek Stingley would probably have a say at number three.
He's the one in Houston?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who's that guy Mahomes ran over?
Oh, that was Hufanga.
Yeah. That was a hell of a still shot from last year.
Yeah.
So my Richard of the Week is, for some reason, I don't know why this is happening, in downtown L.A., there is a Kobe Bryant mural on like a building or a wall. Now, for a second time, a group has mutilated it.
No.
Yeah.
That's...
TMZ had it.
Atrocious.
Look,
despicable.
I don't care, like, what the mural is. The fact that you're going to someone's artwork and defecating on it with paint is uncalled for. Like, I don't know why people get that angry that they're going to go in there, screw Kobe Bryant. Like, even if you don't agree that someone drives a Tesla, you shouldn't slash their car tires. Don't do that. Don't be a Richard.
That's just crazy, man.
If you don't agree
that
someone has a sign in their yard that you don't agree with, you don't go to their yard and rip it up. I just,
You let them be them. And when it comes to a mural of Kobe Bryant in L.A., and you're going down there and paintbrushing it and throwing black paint over it or red paint or yellow paint all over it to kind of deface it, I don't think that's something that people should be doing. That's a Richard move. It's a huge Richard move. And I don't understand, like, where people get that sort of, like, frustration to want to, you know, throw some... First off, go to Sherwin Williams and buy paint.
Yeah, right.
Ask how, ask now, ask Sherwin Williams. Second of all, it's got to be the same people or the same group, because you do it once, you're trying to prove a point. You do it twice, like, why? You made your point. You don't like it, or you have something against something, mm-hmm. or you want to be that sort of person, and now you go back and do it a second time? I don't get it.
Yeah, that's sad, man. I mean, that really is, for a legend, for what Kobe in the last 10 years of his life and the way he really seemed to have turned it around and became an icon, a legend, and someone that people looked up to, male, female, sports fan or not sports fan, he excelled in so many ways on and off the court. It's really sad to see someone do that.
Yeah. Somebody says... Richard of the Week is these clowns that stripped that girl of her track and field state championship for celebrating with a fire extinguisher.
What?
Did that happen?
Oh, dang. I got to look that up. So
she
just...
Was she saying that her feet were too hot? She's too fashy to put them out with the extinguisher? And then they said you're stripped of your title? Because of that? Like, is that... That's a real story?
Stripped of state title after fire extinguisher celebration.
Huh.
Yeah, for her unsportsmanlike celebration, she crossed the line. Let me get it here. Crossed the finish line 0.28 seconds ahead of her closest competitor. But she's not the state champion. She used a fire extinguisher to spray her cleats, like you said. She was on fire spraying her cleats while on the field inside the track moments after the race.
And some old Richard just came down there and was like, you're no longer
You can't do that.
Okay.
And Adams, she's 16. She says, I was robbed.
Yeah.
I was robbed.
100%. So they just gave it to the second place winner? If I was a second place person, I'd be like, no, you can have this. Like, it's not mine.
Yeah, that is a really good Richard. That's crazy. She said they said that she was being unsportsmanlike. She said she wasn't seeing it that way. I was having fun. I had never won something like that before, and they took it away from me. I didn't do anything wrong. I worked really hard for that, and they took that away from me. I don't know what to do. That's sad, man. That really sucks.
From the 913, Maurice Green did it in a race. It was legendary. Can't believe they took that away from her. That's insane.
That sucks.
Yeah, that wins.
That is a good one.
Huge Richard move.
Great text because, wow.
What are we doing?
Guys, it's sports.
16 years old.
And she's paying homage to what I assume was a legend in her sport or his sport. Sorry, don't know Maurice Green?
Oh, like a legend in track.
Really? Yeah.
Just a stud.
Yeah. So paying homage to a legend in that sport, that's crazy, man. This is what sports is about.
From the 816, my Richard of the Week is our town's public works director, who decided that we're going to run the pool this year and that they are shortening the days to where the pool will be open 28 days less than it was last year. And they are still charging the same amount for pool passes for the whole season. Yeah, you're missing a month and you're going to still charge the same amount. And you're now putting in the direction of it. He knows what he's doing.
Of course.
I had a buddy. We call him Big Ed. And he became the HOA pool, whatever, leader. That's his position. And the only reason he did it is because they were closing it way too early. Because a lot of people forget, September, late September, still hot.
Very.
You can still swim.
Yes.
Hell, sometimes you can swim all the way to like the 1st of October.
Mm-hmm.
Might still be like randomly 90. That pool water's warm. Don't close pools early.
No, don't. Hey, you've already broken your pool virginity this summer.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yep. How was it?
It was great, but somebody broke glass in the pool, so we all had to get out.
Oh.
Yep.
Damn it.
Which was weird because it was from ski goggles. Like, why do those things have... Yeah, the goggles like either were dropped or hit against the concrete, and then they fell into the pool. And it, like, glass broke out of the goggles.
Oh, my God.
Why would they be made of glass? Why are goggles made of glass?
Richard of the Week.
Right? And so we had to all get out because, like, a couple kids got out. And they're like, I'm bleeding. I'm like, what the hell? And then they're like, I think there's glass in the pool. Like, number one rule of this guy's pool, Aluminum cans only.
Yep.
That's why it's great to take Surfsides over there. And, you know,
smash.
You know, it's great. So, but yeah, there was glass, but I had to get it out of there. So, Rich of the Week, KC Dot. Files fill some potholes already. Yeah. That sucks, man. I can't believe they took away her state
track. Yeah, that is a really sad story. That blows.
Yeah. There was news yesterday. Unfortunately, Bob's not here to share his opinion, which I think he said, good, I don't want to. Aaron Rodgers is with the Steelers, and McDuffie is the third best corner in football. You heard Max reasoning. We'll dive more into that. Plus, what could happen with this roster on the defensive side in the future? Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
Bringing back the Cags bet until it hits.
What do we got?
Home run anytime.
Let's go.
Plus 500. It's a no sweat bet. So if it doesn't hit, we just put the no sweat on the home run bet. Then we bet $10 again.
There
if it doesn't hit, we just keep going back and forth and back and forth.
Plus 500. That's low.
Yeah, it was plus 700 yesterday. I guess
White Sox, maybe?
I guess competition. Both pitchers pitching for the White Sox in the first two games have a combined total of like 70 innings pitched. So one guy's pitched 18, the other one's like 57.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So some fresh arms and some fresh meat for the Royals as well. So we'll do it again. We'll do it again. I feel like the other station in the city listens to us.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you remember about an hour ago when I said it'd be cool if you had like a parallel picture of Bobby and Pat doing the extension?
Yeah, both parallel to the ground. Yeah.
Yeah. One of the guys that works over there an hour ago tweeted, glad we have both of these guys in our city. Mahomes doing the throw where he stretched out, yeah. And Bobby. Coincidence? I think not.
Loser.
Stolen by the jaws of life. Speaking of a loser, you had it as your Rich of the Week with Pro Football Focus saying that McDuffie was the third best corner in football.
Trash, man.
Well, he's undersized and only covers slot exactly. receiver, so... That was a text we got earlier today.
Oh, man, yeah, we got a text just 20 minutes ago or so when I was just talking about him. McDuffie's not the number one corner. He's a slot corner who blitzes.
Oh.
I don't know this slot corner like lingo that we're just, that means you are lesser than. Ja'Marr Chase is a slot wide receiver.
How's he do against McDuffie?
He's pretty good, right? He's a good wide receiver. Yeah, how did he do against McDuffie?
How'd Tyreek do against McDuffie?
Yeah, he plays in the slot.
Yeah.
I just don't get that, man. Doesn't mean just, okay.
Because we were asking the question today, like, is he going to get paid?
Yeah.
And is it going to be this year? And it was, to be honest with you and everybody listening, thank you. It was split 50-50 on the text line. 913-586-7965. No, Brett Veach doesn't pay corners. Doesn't matter how good they are. McDuffie's better than L'Jarius Sneed. McDuffie's better than Charvarius Ward.
Definitely better than Ward.
And
yeah.
I guess he's a different corner than L'Jarius Sneed.
Yeah, it's just what you'd like kind of thing.
Because how did L'Jarius Sneed do last year?
Not good.
And I think that puts some fear into people that want to sign McDuffie or don't, because they're like, well, what if we sign him and he becomes L'Jarius Sneed in Tennessee? Well, he would still be here with Dave Merritt, who's a leader, right?
Yep.
Coaches the corners. And I also think that McDuffie is an anomaly when it comes to what the track record would say for Brett Veach. Like, I don't think L'Jarius Sneed was here for the long haul. He had already said, pay me. You know, he was going out. We haven't heard, I haven't heard McDuffie out here actively preaching to get paid. He's always been nice and respectful. And anytime we've ever met him, he's part of this community. He's very chill. Gives you no reason to, because like people would say when we asked the question earlier, do you pay Xavier Worthy or Rashee Rice? Both have had off-field issues. There's no secret. Like, I know that Xavier Worthy's was, you know, dropped. And Rashee Rice, we obviously know we're waiting on if his hiccup in that offseason is going to cost him a suspension, which it probably will. But that would give you in a room of negotiation to be like, well, can we trust you to not mess up off the field? You don't have to have that conversation with Trent McDuffie.
No.
Not anything has merited that, no pun. And he's been productive. Since the day he was drafted, he started and went to two Super Bowls. He's gone to three straight. He's been a leader on your defense. I just feel like he's one of those guys in the mold of the Chiefs franchise that's there. They signed Bolton. They signed Creed. They brought back Kareem Hunt. They have Chris Jones. Travis Kelce's there for a year. Mahomes is there for another 10. I just feel like McDuffie's one of those guys, especially with his age at 24.
Yeah, only 24, man.
That even if you give him a 5-year deal, he's out before 30. So if the 30-year-old thing is your fear of like that you don't pay him, which, and I can hear people say in my ear as well, hey, Dusty, look at Brett Veach's track record, save money on McDuffie, give it to Karlaftis?
Yeah, that's
the
thing.
You'd rather pay Karlaftis than McDuffie?
No. You giving it to Josh Simmons if he works out? Okay.
But that would be another 4 years. He's a first round pick.
Yeah, you got time.
Yeah. And by then, Kelce's money's gone.
Yep.
Jones's money's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Mahomes is restructured for a 12th time.
Yep.
Yeah. And you'd have to look at Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, Josh Simmons. Be like, okay, who's getting the money? And Rashee Rice is already 2 years ahead of that. So you'd already have made that decision. Worthy would be a year ahead of that.
And they're only going to choose one of those guys. I'd imagine. I'd assume.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
But.
Yeah.
But third best on that list is a bit much. I think he's two, and I think Surtain's one. I don't think Gardner's one.
I don't think Gardner's one, two, and I honestly don't think he's three. I don't get the Sauce Gardner thing. I honestly think
it's just New York bias?
New York bias, maybe, and he's got a cool name. Legitimately, I think it is because his name is Sauce. If his name was...
What his real name is?
Jordan Cam.
Great name.
I mean, this guy is...
Jordan Cam.
Jordan Cam. He's mm-hmm. just...
Never heard of him.
That, but Sauce Gardner. I honestly believe that has a lot to do with it. I'm not kidding. I'm not saying he's a bad player. He's an above-average corner, but he wasn't that good last year. I don't care that he wasn't good. Didn't have people around him. But with McDuffie, yeah, man, I think you look at this and the consistency that which he's been able to perform both on the outside, which is what he did this year, text line, and on the inside in the slot, his ability to blitz, his ability to tackle,
right,
guard over the speedsters, guard the big oversized guys who can, you know, push off and use that sort of physicality. McDuffie has it all, dude, and he fits into what Spagnuolo wants to do. We didn't think Nick Bolton was going to get signed, right? That was kind of our consistency on this show. Yeah, probably let Nick Bolton walk, middle linebacker, that high paid. What happened?
Yeah.
Spag spoke up and said, hey, this guy knows what I do, and I need him to do what I want to do. I imagine that conversation happens with McDuffie. You also mentioned L'Jarius Sneed kind of pretty being boisterous for a while that we knew of, okay, money is L'Jarius's priority, right? Getting a bag. We haven't heard that with McDuffie. That could be because it's not his priority, but it also could be because Clark Hunt, Andy Reid, Brett Veach, hey, Trent, we've got you, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, just hang tight. Keep doing you. We're going to take care of you. And if those conversations are happening, there's no reason for McDuffie to pipe up and say, hey, man, I need my money, because he knows he's getting it. I hope that's the case.
Because you don't think Karlaftis gets signed unless he has a, what, 12-sack year?
I think he needs like a big year.
Which would be par for the course for the late, great Terrez Paylor. Contract years are undefeated.
Yep, undefeated. That's exactly right.
So when you go and make your futures this year, think about that with George Karlaftis.
I also think the Karlaftis signing, like, is Ashton Gelati a killer?
We'll find out.
Yep. Because if he's great, who, you know, he's worked with Karlaftis, same team, you know, similar, or same coach in college. Okay, he's trained with Karlaftis. Like, if he's better than George, who knows? We'll see. They need depth at that position. I just that's also a very highly paid position. And George Karlaftis being good, not great, I don't know if the Chiefs want to extend that.
And the two positions we're talking about are my two concerns going into this year.
Yeah, they are.
Somebody says Jordan Cam sounds like a porn star. Jordan Cam starring in Bum Rushing. I know that I'm hard.
I don't know, but you get what I'm saying, okay? Mm-hmm. Jordan Cam. Trey Smith, though, another conversation to have, right?
Yeah, because he got the franchise tag, mm-hmm. accepted it. Now the next step is the negotiation process of where you want to get paid. He will be the highest paid guard in football.
Yes, he will.
Which means you will have Creed Humphrey.
Yep.
Trey Smith. A second year at left guard. And a rookie at left tackle. Do you think Josh Simmons is going to start day one?
I'm going to say yes right now.
So the guy they got, what was the guy's name they got from San Francisco, was the backup to Trent Williams?
Jalen Moore.
Jalen Moore. So what, then he's battling for right tackle? Why wouldn't you see if he could battle Kingsley for that left guard position.
That's probably what'll happen.
Okay. Because they say Simmons is way ahead of schedule, which is another steal for Brett Veach.
Exactly. They like
top left tackle in the draft. They got him at 29.
They sound Andy Heck sounded.
No, they got him at 31.
31.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They traded with Philadelphia.
They sounded really pumped about him.
Okay.
And so I'm just going off of that, the positivity coming out of that room, and we're what, 3 months away. Yeah, I kind of feel like with the lack of competition and his abilities that we already know he attains, yeah, he's got a good chance.
Do you have a shot of whiskey in that studio?
I wish.
Read the first text and see if you need a shot of whiskey after that.
785. Trent is overrated, dude. Can cover Chase one game and gets cooked the next by Courtland Sutton.
Courtland did cook him. But that was one game. Do we also undervalue Courtland Sutton?
I think Courtland Sutton's really good. Now,
he's not Jamar Chase, so it doesn't make sense, but maybe some guys just have your number. That's one example out of 3 years of a resume. Courtland Sutton, one example. How'd they finish that game? Winning?
No, they lost.
No, I'm saying the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Blocked field goal.
Blocked field goal.
Won the game.
Let's see. What did he have against Kansas City? 14-16. This is what I thought. I was going to say 80 yards. He had 70 yards, 9 targets, 6 receptions. He had one of those. Remember, it was wide open. He beat McDuff. He got burned on a touchdown.
God forbid that ever happened.
Yeah, he got.
You know, Cag struck out 3 times last night. Not the future.
Come on, man. 70 yards. If 70 yards is getting cooked, exposed, burned, fine. Not a great game. I get it. He had a couple performances that maybe weren't his best. He was playing with a pass rush that was below average at best, and he was playing with young corners, and he was also playing out of his primary position, which is the slot corner. He's quicker. He is more physical. That leads to tend to be better in the slot. Courtland Sutton playing X receiver outside, guarding him. Yeah, sure, 70 yards. He had a bad game. Sorry.
Yep, that's one.
Jeez.
Do better, Mac. Come on, man. Get your head out of your ass.
There was that Panthers game that was annoying, too. I can't remember his name. Some wide receiver.
Never heard of him.
Had a really good game against McDuffie too, but he had a good game against everyone that day. I really can't remember his name. It's like some no name. I've never heard of this guy. He was 6-year vet for the Panthers.
Spurgis?
Yep.
Yeah. Trey Smith, number 7 guard from Pro Football Out of Focus, Semi Pro Football Out of Focus.
That is right. Joe Tooney at number 2 on that list.
Yeah, but I mean, look, Trey Smith's going to be here for another like 5 to 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Tooney might have this 1 year.
Yep.
And that's just to build up confidence for Caleb in Chicago. They had to pull out of the stops. I get it. People like that were upset about Joe Tooney not coming back. Like Joe Tooney was going to want way too much money for probably 1 more year of excellent service.
Yeah, maybe 2.
After that, it might fall apart.
Exactly.
You don't know when those big guys are going to start feeling the actual pain of the game. Jason Kelce told you his last season, woof, it's tough.
Tough.
And part of retirement leads to, I'm tired of doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Tooney might have a great year. And everybody's going to talk about how, and he's got to, if Caleb Williams is going to continue to be that story for the Bears. Because that's what they need. They need more protection for Caleb Williams. They need him to get confidence and then to get things rolling with him and Ben Johnson.
Yep.
So they went and overpaid for a guy that can help them do that. That's why that situation was there. Mahomes doesn't need Joe Tooney. I don't believe, in my opinion.
No.
But he needs Trey Smith and Creed Humphrey. And he needs a left tackle to pan out. And I think that's what we're all hoping for with Joshua Simmons.
Yeah.
Somebody says he believes that he's only 30 seconds ahead of schedule. I guess I don't get that.
913, Jalen Moore will start. You don't give a 2-year deal worth that much to a backup. Chiefs are already wasting money at right tackle. I get you. It is a lot of money for a backup. I understand. I think they had to pay Jalen Moore thinking, okay, we're planning to start you, but there's a good chance that maybe, hey, Josh Simmons ahead of schedule, and now we've got a guy who, and Jalen Moore can swing on either side, maybe fill in at guard on either side. You're now paying the sixth man. You're paying a sixth man on the bench who can play any position besides center. That's what you're doing. That's why you're paying Jalen Moore so much money. I value that.
Somebody says, Snead is damaged goods. Charvarius should have gotten paid, and McDuffie is better than them both.
Okay, at least I like the ending part.
You think Charvarius should have got paid or no?
No.
You know how he watched the Chiefs win the Super Bowl against the Niners?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he had a front row seat.
Yeah.
Right in front.
Yes. No. No, it was a great decision not to pay Ward.
Yeah.
Ward and Snead, both in the top 15 of highest paid corners. Snead, by the way, I'm hearing from my Titans guys, he's not even ready to practice right now, dude. He's still in pain in that knee.
That's what Buck Rising's saying?
Yep, that's what they're saying over there. They're worried about Snead, and they are wondering how we fleeced them.
So there's a picture on the internet right now, and it's of James Franco with a noose around his neck, and he's smiling. It's from a show.
Oh, okay.
And it says, the Bucks, the Cavs, the Knicks, and the Thunder, and then the caption on each just says, first time? Right before he's about to be hanged.
Oh, yes, I do know that meme. Yes.
First time? He's smiling. What an electric finish.
That's awesome.
I feel like that should be the Jets and the Packers looking at the Steelers. Because as we transition into Aaron Rodgers' news, he signs with Pittsburgh yesterday or plans to join the Steelers. You look at it as a desperation move that does not fit the theme of your franchise, the Iron Curtain or the Steel Curtain of the silver and not the silver, but the black and the yellow and black a little bit of red and blue in the helmet.
Yeah. I see this as a... This is a thumbs down for the franchise. This is a move that makes me kind of lose some respect for them. I didn't like the way the Steelers had their old school mentality of this is the way we do things, the Steeler way. Mm-hmm. We're stuck in our ways and this is what we do. So this is why we do it. That's not necessarily, I think Bob said it the other day this week, right? The worst reason for something, for doing something is, oh, this is always the way we've done it. That's the way I felt about Pittsburgh for a while, right? Oh, well, we've always done it this way. Yeah, change it up. And now I feel like that friend who gave another friend advice. Well, yeah, man, I listened to what you said. And so I'm dating her again. And I'm like, no, that's not what I meant. I was saying the exact opposite. I wanted you to go out and maybe spend on a good wide receiver in his prime and maybe become more a prolific high passing offense. I didn't mean overpay DK Metcalf and make him one of the highest paid players. Yeah, I want you to go get that quarterback and really find a gunslinger and find your future of the franchise. And that may not be through the draft. 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers wasn't what I meant, Pittsburgh. I think this is going to be a massive swing and a miss, and we've talked a lot on this show about Mike Tomlin, his tenure, his future, his stability in Pittsburgh. That's all in peril right now, Dusty.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all in peril right now.
I'm interested to see how it works because we can both agree here that Rodgers has more juice than Cousins. Fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rodgers, low bar, but yes.
Rodgers probably has more juice than Joe Flacco.
Yep.
Okay?
For sure.
Any other quarterback veteran that I'm missing that they could have signed ahead of Rodgers? Because Rodgers last year, we did the numbers, close to 3,900 yards passing, 28 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. Very similar to what Mahomes did last year.
Two more touchdowns than Mahomes.
And everyone's like, oh, Rodgers looked like garbage last year. It was terrible. But all those numbers didn't matter. Now Mahomes... What, he threw like one interception after week 9 when they played Buffalo last year or whatever that week was?
Mm-hmm.
He threw one interception after that game. So a lot of his numbers were, weighted at the top. But I think the problem is how the saga went. I think they actually got their guy. But I'm like you. It's like, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want me to be on your team? How bad do you want me to be part of your savior of your franchise at quarterback position? Because you haven't had one since Ben Roethlisberger retired, let alone the last 2 years at Big Ben, where he was just a statue of himself and just got sacked all the time. But again, I think there's enough juice. But it's 1 year. That's the other thing I don't understand. Yeah. Like, you did all of this for a year of service.
For 1 year. With a team that's good, this team's good, really good defense. I don't know, good coach. I mean, I don't know what else. I mean, the offensive line's mid at best. You have DK Metcalf. I don't know what else. You lost Najee Harris. I could do a deep dive on the draft, so maybe they've got something else there that they really like. But
because George Pickens didn't break Tomlin, Antonio Brown didn't break Tomlin.
Nope.
Can Aaron Rodgers?
That's a good question.
So far nobody's broken Tomlin. And we know what Antonio Brown is. Hell, the dude was naked, damn near, walking out of a game, flashing the peace sign for the Bucks. Now he's pulling guns out on people in crowds and kicking his own bodyguard in the chest. George Pickens is in Dallas. That ought to go well. Hey, there's this CeeDee Lamb guy here who's going to take 80% of your targets. But don't worry about it. We'll still find you. Even though you were mad last year because you couldn't get the ball enough. But again... Those guys never broke Tomlin down. Aaron Rodgers is maybe that one guy in your friend group that just knows how to press the right buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're just like, oh my God, there's something about his face. And you're just like, just let him do it. Let him do it. Or that one guy in your group text that knows the trigger words to say. And you're like, just don't respond, don't respond. And then they throw another one. You're like, you know what, dude, actually. And you're like, oh.
I'm that guy that you know what, dude, actually. Who my friends know how to get. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm that guy.
Oh, yeah. And look, Cincinnati, Baltimore, there is a quarterback coming to the Pittsburgh Steelers that can actually still maybe kind of throw. But I'm with you with the saga, that whole thing. Now what would be good for football is if there is the dispute for him and Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
hey.
That's
you know, because now it's going to be not what's Rodgers going to do. Where's Rodgers going to go? When's Rodgers going to try to break Mike Tomlin? When's Mike Tomlin going to try to break Aaron Rodgers? And that, my friends, is not a good thing to have going into your franchise this year. For one year, you could lose your head coach that's never been under 500, that I think is way overrated. I think he's good, but I think the way we take that record and we don't look at what really matters. Because in football, we always say, well, who wins in the playoffs? Well, not Mike Tomlin, but we're going to give him the crown as being one of the best coaches because he's never been under 500. Right?
Yep.
It's like the Braves won their division 14 consecutive years, one World Series.
Mm. It's Rodgers.
So, I mean, we look at Aaron Rodgers, and one thing that we notice is that he doesn't really do it a lot in the playoffs. Playoffs come around? Yeah. Mike Tomlin, playoffs come around? Yeah. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is one of those behind the steel curtain, these two guys really get each other. They understand each other, and they've had the conversation of, hey, Aaron, you're with the offense, I'm with the defense. Because isn't that one guy with that nasty mustache that used to be in Atlanta, the offensive coordinator?
Arthur Smith.
That ought to go well.
Bob does not like Arthur Smith.
Arthur Smith and Aaron Rodgers ought to have a great relationship.
Yeah. Is it better if it goes worse or better
for football? For us? Oh, it's much better if it goes worse.
What about for the NFL? Same thing?
Yes. Because they'll dive into it. Week one.
Yeah.
The Steelers play the Jets.
Oh, yeah.
The NFL's going, finally, we can promote this. Because as soon as Rodgers was there, every major football said, guess what week one is for Pittsburgh? Mm-hmm. And it was Jets symbol, Pittsburgh symbol, Rodgers' face. Nobody else. Mm-hmm. And I think the game's in New York. I'd have to double check that.
It is in New York.
Yeah. So.
And guess who else they play this year?
The Packers.
They play the Packers and they go at Chicago.
Where he's their dad.
Yes. Yes. Now, how funny it would be if he loses to them finally. It wouldn't be a part of the Packers, but the Bears fans would never let him forget that. That would be awesome. Love that.
Somebody says, how great would it be for Chicago fans to beat the Steelers in Chicago? Rodgers still here the rest of his life, Bears fans.
Dude, that's it. That's, wow, jinx. Dusty, Rodgers also had Adams and Wilson, then a good running back. I think that's fair. He did have better weapons.
Yeah, Breece Hall had a very, very down year.
Was that because of Breece Hall? Or?
Yeah, who had Breece Hall in fantasy last year that took him third overall, that passed on Saquon for Breece Hall?
Yeah.
You're out there.
Oh, yeah.
You're out there.
Have him on my dynasty team. I'm not happy about it. Braylon Allen's making me nervous.
Yeah, and somebody also says, how many yards does 15 have if Rice and Brown don't get hurt? Fair points.
Of course.
We're just comparing the full. We're giving you what we have.
Yep.
You can play the hypotheticals. Like, how many more yards does Rodgers, though, if he doesn't blow his Achilles? Maybe he's a little bit more healthier earlier on. So I don't know.
And I don't think we say those numbers to say he's in the tier of Mahomes or even close.
No.
It's just to say, this guy's still competent.
He's just not dead in the water.
Yeah, he can play football.
At least for now. He'll have DK and some other dude this year.
Yeah, Bobby Trees.
Najee Harris on a contract year.
No, Najee Harris is...
He's in L.A.
It's today.
Yeah, that's right. And then who they have the guy from Oklahoma State. Ty Warren.
Jalen Warren. Running back? Yeah.
Yeah, Ty Warren's the tight end.
Yep, and I looked at their
draft. Completely different skin color.
I looked at their draft. They drafted a running back in the third round, so I imagine they want him to be good. Caleb Johnson.
Draft him in late rounds of fantasy this year. Pittsburgh uses running backs, especially inside the five.
Yep.
Coming up on the other side, we turn two for this weekend here on 96.5 The Fan. Mac Morey, Dusty Likens, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Things
up here on Fesco and Dusty in the morning. No Bob Fesco today, just Mac Morey and myself. Show flew by. So this is when you check out. This is when you got...
This is it.
You got beer on the mind.
Yep.
Patio, a little funk of funk.
Yes.
And just chilling.
Chilling, hanging. Mm. The dogs outside.
Just hanging brain.
Maybe shoot a hoop.
Oh, a hoop.
Maybe chuck some rub.
Mm.
Who knows?
There you go. You gotta go look up stats for Oil Can David. Or whatever that guy's name was. Why was he so upset that we didn't know who that was?
He was very upset. It's not my fault.
Have you ever heard of that guy?
No.
What was his name? Oil Can Bob?
Never heard of him.
I don't think it was Oil Can Bob, but it was Oil Can something.
Oil Can Doyle?
Because when it's baseball, I'm like, okay, here we go. I'm the only one who's not going to know this. And then you were like, Oil Can. I was like, all right, sweet. I'm off the hook on this one.
Yeah. Curly McScooter balls. He's got a really wicked slider here. See, kid? He's really good. Oh, shoot. He just hit a home run. Shout out Shane Gillis. All right, let's turn two this weekend because I'm going to sound like a goober. So you know I live in downtown Lee's Summit, right?
Oh, yeah.
This weekend is Downtown Days in Lee's Summit.
I've heard awesome things about this.
Oil Can Boyd. Yep. Never heard of him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
Now, if he just said like Bobby Witt, yeah.
Smash.
Goes by Junior. Oil Can Boyd. Dennis Oil Can Boyd. You know they call him that because he drank beer out of an oil can.
Mm.
But no, this weekend is Downtown Days in Lee's Summit. There's always like this Euro guy. So that's one of the you know, turn and twos. I'm getting a Euro. He sits right in the corner of 3rd and Main. I could write a Zach Bryan song about that.
Yeah. You get a little romantic, a little sentimental about this.
I've been starving and I've been trying. Give me a Euro from a guy named Bryan. So clean the wax, fill the floor, give me a Euro and shut the door. But yeah, so I mean, it's cool. You get the concerts late at night. You've got the little beer garden area. I love it. You get a corn dog and hopefully you don't make eye contact with somebody when you're eating it. And then you get those fake nachos that are like those like corn yellow chips with the fake cheese and the medium jalapeno 100%. Peppers. They got fried Oreos. I mean, you don't worry about your weight when you go there. But no, that'll be fun. And then, you know, just hanging out with friends this weekend. Because last weekend I hung out with a new good friend, Alex Gold in Omaha. That was a great time.
Good.
This weekend, back with the friends. Going to go Downtown Days, see what's going on. Shout out to Kayla and Shay. They're celebrating their anniversary. Going to hang out with them a little bit later tonight.
Oh, congrats.
So shout out to those guys. So, yeah.
That's fun. That'll be great.
Yeah, turn into just friendships and chips. I mean, the Euro, dude. I'll send you a picture.
I know. I got to see
this Euro. You can come Sunday if you want.
I was going to say, I may.
That's what we do. We get twisted on Sunday afternoon.
Sounds good.
And then we walk down, because you can walk from my house. You've been there. You've made the walk.
Brioche.
And he just sits right there. My buddy's in Pensacola right now, coming back Sunday, and he's going to make an appointment to be back by noon so he can get a Euro. Dude, 4 years, no, 5 years straight, I've hit this guy up for a Euro. It's great.
And does this guy, let's
he does
stick
Phillies.
With Brian. Does Brian, is Brian like, what's up?
I don't know if he knows me. He should.
He should. He
I support at least
should.
Two tires for his truck. Somebody says, what if it's Cags you're making eye contact with? Well played. I know that I'm hard. Yeah, what's the scene from Due Date, or what's the quote from Due Date with Downey Jr. and Galifianakis? He goes, I once ate a corn dog on a nude beach. I'll never do that again.
That's great.
Yeah. All right. Your turn into.
Oh man, I think I was trying to think of my first thing that I had down. I had a couple there locked in, but I mean, yeah, definitely watching the rest of the series now. The Pacers winning that series kind of,
because that's Saturday at 7:30.
Yep.
Yeah.
That'll be Saturday night for me. That made us all kind of sit up in our chair. That was the other thing on Saturday. My sister's getting married in a week, and mm-hmm. so Hannah's kind of having like a little, she's having like a bachelorette party later, mm-hmm. but Hannah was like, it doesn't sit right with me. So they're having like a little impromptu bachelorette party thing. I think they're going to go downtown and do some stuff over there maybe. But
that's
I
you
think
just game out and throw your socks all over the house.
Yep, me, socks. My friend Anthony and I think are going to go see Sinners.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. Which I really want to say. I've heard amazing things. Michael B. Jordan. And
surprised you're not going to go see the Friendship movie.
Yeah, I need to see that too. I know actually we talked about both. We were actually going to see that this week. Mm-hmm. So we've got two movies on the docket. Who knows? Maybe we make it a Dublé and then watch that game together.
Michael Dublé.
But yeah, that's kind of it. Just chilling. I did my yard. I grinded yesterday on yard work.
Yeah.
I mean, I was had the loper out. I was cutting the
bushes.
You were
Bob Vila yesterday. I know you don't get that reference, and I'm not going to ask you why you don't get it, because he was around in the 90s and he wore an Argyle shirt or some sort of, you know, whatever it was.
Never heard of it.
Oil can boy.
Yeah. More people know who Bob Vila is than oil can boy.
Yes.
That is a fact.
100%. But, yeah, that'll be it for me. Kind of hanging out and chilling.
Just chilling. And watching CAGs.
And, of course, watching CAGs and the Royals. And what
Did you put your bet in yet?
I have not.
Okay.
Need to go do that. And
yeah, because you're about to check out in 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Watch the Royals continue, I think, this weekend, Dusty, what we talked about. This offense, I think something happened these last few days. I think this is going to be a consistent thing that we see now.
Yeah, then parlay your bet with the over and CAGs hit a homer, because the over-under tonight's game is 8. They've scored 5 runs or more in 3 straight for the first time this year. They averaged 7.3. The only problem is, will Chicago score? Because tonight's Lugo, tomorrow Waka, Sunday Lorenzen is pitching.
Yeah, I got an 8.5 on FanDuel.
Yeah, maybe just do one bet. Just do the CAGs homer. Because I know for a fact on FanDuel, they have a no-sweat bet for a home run.
Oh, nice.
So if you on DraftKings, if you bet that for CAGs, if he doesn't hit it, then you bet it again tomorrow, and it's free. So, and I think he's going yard this weekend. I think Gold's there, too. He's the guy that bets, and he knows, you know, he kind of has that feel more than most people do when it comes to, you know, the betting world. And he's like, it's going to happen this weekend. It's 69 degrees tonight, 70 tomorrow. A little breeze blowing out of Chicago.
It's just such a smooth ride.
Better believe that home run. So, continue to watch that, you know, for CAGs. Because once that home run gets blistered off the bat and everybody just sees it and they have the same thought process in their mind, which is...
It's just such a smooth ride.
Oh. Tell you what, man. Alex Gold's got a real big dinger of a bet. It was cut.
Yeah, you're right. It was out of context, dude.
That's right.
816. So. Isn't Sinners just Michael B. Jordan and Josh Allen's wife banging the whole time? I don't know, man.
Oh, Steinfeld's in it?
I wouldn't be mad.
She's with Creed's son?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Josh Allen is Creed's son.
He's probably down bad watching that movie.
Yeah. I don't know.
Would that be tough for you if your wife was an actress and was like, hey, I'm going to...
Would I be married to Halle Berry when Monsters Ball came out?
Yeah.
And Billy Bob's like, I don't think we got it right the first time. We have to run it back.
Or, yeah, you're Leonardo DiCaprio.
Somebody from
Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, Lord. What scene are we doing today? It's you and Margot Robbie. It's the sex scene.
Oh, gosh.
I know that I'm hard.
Yeah.
Dude. Number one right there. Somebody says for the 913, how the hell do you not know who Oil Can Boyd is?
Really? Oh, come on, man. Because I'm not 50. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oh, man. That's great.
816 says hashtag. Oh, well, I won't read that one.
Okay, good.
I won't read that one. Hey, almost got me on a Friday. I was checked out.
Yeah, checked out, checked in. Hey, great show today, Mac. Appreciate you staying around for the ride from the 785. Dusty, stay off the weed.
Stay off the weed.
No, it's Friday. Let me live. You all go out there and live this week and enjoy it. Enjoy life. And as always, Mac, thank you for today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it was fun, man.
Fun great time. Text line, take the weekend off. Coming up next, it's Cody, Gold, and Drew. But first, go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe, stay kind, stay groovy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Cody Gold and Drew coming up next, 10-2, 96.5 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.